Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we dive into timeless wisdom from Islamic tradition and reflect on how it applies to our everyday lives. In today's episode, we'll be reflecting on a beautiful and thought-provoking quote by Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, who said, I am amazed by the one who thinks carefully about what they eat, yet does not think about what they allow into their minds. They protect their stomach from harmful food, but they fill their hearts and minds with things that lead them astray. Now, that's a powerful message. Imam Hassan is drawing attention to something we often overlook. What we choose to consume, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. The foods we eat are important, yes, but what about the thoughts, the ideas, the media, and the conversations we expose ourselves to? Today, let's unpack this idea a little further and reflect on how it connects to our daily lives. So grab a cup of tea, sit back, and let's dive in. First, let's look at the physical aspect. We all know the importance of eating well. Think about it. How many times do we mindlessly scroll through social media or watch TV shows that leave us feeling anxious, sad, or angry? How often do we engage in gossip or negative conversations that have no real benefit, but only drain our energy and peace of mind? Imam Hassan's message is a wake-up call, especially during this holy month of Ramadan. Just as we wouldn't put bad food in our bodies, why would we allow toxic thoughts, negativity, and harmful ideologies into our minds and hearts? Let's take a moment and think. What kind of content do we consume every day? Are we watching things that elevate our spirits, challenge us to grow and encourage kindness and empathy, or are we mindlessly consuming things that lower our vibration, feed our fears, and instill anger or frustration? This doesn't mean we have to be perfect. It's about balance. Sometimes we all need a distraction, a bit of entertainment, but it's crucial to recognize when what we're consuming is having a negative effect on our mental and emotional state. To wrap up, Imam Hassan's words invite us to take a deeper look at what we're putting into our bodies, minds, and hearts. Just as we take care of our physical health, we must also be mindful of what we allow into our hearts and minds, because that's where true well-being starts, from the inside out, and even what our family consumes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل